A new book tells the story of Black soldiers who built the Alaska Highway. The authors of We Fought the Road, Dennis and Christine McClure, say they hope to bring light to the often overlooked sacrifices and mistreatment of the Black men involved in constructing the 1,400-mile highway through Canada to Alaska. Christine's father, Lieutenant Colonel Turner Timberlake, served in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and worked on the Alaska Highway. The couple took a road trip up the highway in 2013 that sparked an idea for a book.
As we traveled, we realized that very few people knew there had been any Black soldiers up here. And that bothered us. We're two middle-class white folks, but the more we learned about this, the madder we got.
Through their research, the McClures uncovered military policies that prevented Black men from performing certain jobs and even denied them leave from their posts. During a winter when temperatures dropped to 40 below, Christine says Black troops were ordered to build barracks for their white officers while they lived in tents.
So the Jim Crow that was evident in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, or Florida, where these soldiers came from, was very much alive while they were in the Army, and they were not treated well.
Some of these men are still alive today. The McClures contacted 97-year-old Leonard Larkins about his experience building the highway. After he enlisted in the military, Larkins said he was put on a train without receiving any information about where he was going or what he would be doing. After weeks of travel, he arrived in Skagway to start work on the highway.
And nobody ever said a word to him or even acknowledged that he and the other 3,000 men just like him even existed.
However, at the end of May, Larkins was invited to Alaska for the 75th anniversary of the Alaska Highway at Fort Greeley. At the ceremony, he was thanked by Governor Bill Walker for his service.